Welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Samantha.
And I'm Jordana.
We're here after the meme gala.
Yes.
It's the morning after, or actually it's the afternoon after, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah, we're definitely not in our sharpest mode, so forgive us if anything's weird.
Yeah.
But this is the last podcast of 2017, and it's been quite a year.
Yeah, not the greatest year of all time.
Yeah, I feel like everything this year was like Kardashians and Donald Trump, and like it's giving me like a headache just thinking about it.
Like that's all there is anymore. Kardashians and Donald Trump just everywhere.
Right, just always. It's just like, I don't know, it's a weird time to be alive.
Yeah, really is. Speaking of, Khloe K confirmed her, Khloe K, why did I just call her that? Because I'm reading off your outline where it says Khloe K.
Yeah,
confirms her pregnancy.
Don't really care.
Me either. don't care.
I
don't care about your confirmation of something I already know
knew,
is true.
Right, exactly. It's like not that exciting. It would be like sort of exciting if you didn't hear anything. I also just like don't care. They're all always pregnant. Like,
right. Exactly.
Whatever.
Throw a rock and you hit a pregnant Kardashian.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I agree. I don't care. Also, stop trying to make a news item out of the same in fact twice. Like, she was pregnant before. Now she's pregnant officially. Nothing really changed. That's not two news cycles. It's one news cycle.
I know.
So just like enough.
Poor Lamar Odom.
Odium?
Odium. Poor yeah. Lamar Odom.
Yeah, very sad.
I thought she like couldn't have kids or something.
I think that was just a rumor. I mean, a lot of people can't have kids and then they can't.
I feel like she was actively trying with Lamar. How old is she?
I think she was. I think she's 34. Courtney's 38 and Kim is 35 or 36.
Good
so
for
I
Chloe.
Think Chloe is like 33 or something.
I feel like she'll be a good mom.
I agree. Because she's like the most like normal person of them. Probably because they all hated her. People like she got a lot of hate because she was like the ugliest one.
Whatever. Right. Yeah. So she's probably like a learning experience.
A real person.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting. What else happened this week?
Did you watch the premiere of Real Housewives?
Yes, and I liked it. No, I liked it. I wasn't that bored. I feel like it was just like a good setup for Lisa Rinna to be the villain. And what do you think of the new girl?
John Mellencamp's daughter?
Yeah.
I mean, she's definitely like pretty. It's hard to say exactly like what her deal is. I have to say like I only really watched Beverly Hills and now New York, even though I'm very behind.
Yeah.
I've been watching. I feel like it's like getting a little stale.
Agreed.
They need like, to like.
Agreed. How many times can you like be like, oh, I have a Birkin bag and I have a plane and I have a house.
Right.
It's like you always are getting a new house. Like everyone for all the seasons, they're all rich.
It's like, just this like shameless.
Except they're actually half of them are rich and half of them are fake rich, but they're actually poor.
You think
that's what's so interesting.
Is poor.
Like Taylor Armstrong was actually poor. Like the Jersey people, some of them.
I feel like Yolanda Foster was, at least when she was married to David Foster.
Yeah,
was wealthy. But like most people with like real money wouldn't be on a reality show.
Well, Kyle Richards has real money.
Now she after the show.
Like, right. I feel like the agency kind of got really big
from the show. Right. Yeah. But she started when she first started the show, she didn't have that much money.
A lot of them are poor, though. I just don't know the other like things as well. But like there's all other seasons or whatever. But they're apparent. I remember there's like always a story like this person's husband is like in jail or this person like is bankrupt. Like,
right.
You know, that's always a thing.
Yeah, I just feel like the plot lines just keep getting reused. There's like some like Patty fight. They like.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Someone like says something to someone and then it like lasts for 6 years.
Right.
Pretty much.
Oh my God. Kyle Richards' show looks terrible.
I know.
They showed that one little clip. I was like, oh my God, this looks awful.
Aileen told me she wants to watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the one clip they showed was just like so stupid looking.
Yeah, it was. I still like Erica Jane. What do you think?
She's definitely the best one.
Yeah, agreed.
Because she's like,
I'm excited to see what this Teddy person like. Because like, I found her to be like kind of like inoffensive, but like she could easily just like next week say something that's just you're like, oh,
well,
I hate you now.
It's funny since I've watched like all like 9 seasons of Real Housewives of New York in like the course of less than a month.
Wow. So what, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, on the weekends I just like watch all fucking day.
Yeah.
And it's interesting when you watch any show like so close together.
Yeah.
You really like it's sort of the same formula and every character kind of starts off like likable.
Yeah.
And then whether it's the next season or like later in the season, they always wind up getting in some petty fight where they're like, I thought you, I had more respect for you, but like you're actually just as like annoying as the rest of these bitches.
Right.
I'm kind of talking about Carol. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, you are. I like Carol. She's well, my, like...
When I first started, I haven't watched till the end. Uh-huh. Maybe she's gotten better in later seasons. But it's like, when I first started, she seemed like so chill, like so she love is, it all. But though. Then she like gets involved in like all this shit. And she's like kind of mean.
Who do you think... I really like Carol. Who do you think is the most like down-to-earth, normal person who is on a Housewife?
Well, thing it's that you're almost aware like of? An oxymoron. I don't know.
Like, not possible.
Yeah. And I don't think any of them are really down to earth. I think Sonya's, like, a hot mess. And I think she's almost, like, a little too dumb to be, like, manipulative about the show.
No,
so, like...
No, yeah. Sonya's too stupid.
And again, like, I am not caught up. But, right. but from what I've seen, it's, like, she, like, almost, like, seems, like, pure in the sense that, like, she's, like, yeah, she's definitely not down to earth at all. But, like...
She's not taking
She's
it
not, like, she doesn't have, like, a master plan.
Yeah, I think
she's
that's
just like
true.
A little delusional.
I think Carol is the most like the person who I would. Okay, what I say, what I mean when I say down to earth is that you could like actually maybe carry on a conversation and or some sort of like relationship with them where you actually like speak about right. things. Like,
no, I agree with that. I think she's smart. I think Bethany's smart too, even though she's also like.
I think Bethany's little... just like one of those like women who just like has things that she deals with and. It causes her to be a bitch, you know.
Yeah, there. I mean, I like New York more than Beverly Hills. I think because there's less like showy, like glamour. Like there's less like
right.
There's less like look at how much money we have. I don't really see a lot of that.
Well, I think the women on New York are more real, but they're also just like hot messes.
Right.
But the women on Beverly Hills are kind of like, I don't know. They're like very my husband has the money and like I feel like the women are like more of the New York women are divorced or
yeah,
like
seem all divorced yeah. and like all dating. I don't right. know I mean they're like older. They make it seem so easy to date in New York.
Right, I know.
Right.
Right. Just like go hang out at the Mark and like you'll have like 10 guys like all over.
Right.
You.
I find it like very
yeah, maybe for them.
And they all like, date the same people.
Right. Like, okay. It's more interesting because they're like They're all dating and they're like a little older and they have like more. They're all kind of in like the second phase of their life, I feel like. Whereas like the Beverly Hills housewives like are all these like younger wives except for Lisa. And they're like all in kind of like an earlier part of their life. And they're more like all their money is kind of like more their husband's money. And right. they're more like true
and they're
housewives.
They're really just about like spending their money.
Right. They're like true housewife, like the ideal housewife.
And I feel
but
like
the New York people are a little more gritty and like hustling and like, you know.
Mm-hmm. And they're constantly just trying to like one up each other. I feel like in
yeah.
Beverly Hills with like how much money they have. And like, here's the Rolls Royce my husband bought me.
Yeah.
And like, here's all like the fancy, here's my fancy closet. It's like,
right.
all
right.
And, like,
I also think that
I feel like they have to start every season with like, and I redid my house and look at the fancy closet.
Right.
Like the closet is big before right. it was too small.
Oh my
when
God.
It's like before it was like the size of my studio apartment.
Dorit's and before like, and after pictures. No. I like literally thought that the before picture was the after
exactly
picture.
Exactly the same.
Yeah. Except just a little bit different.
The closet looked a little bit
yeah.
bigger.
Yeah. But like not really.
Right.
I also think that the fights on Beverly Hills are pettier and over smaller, dumber, finer points than the New York fights. The New York fights are like true catty bitch fights. Like they have substance to them. Like someone actually offended or hurt someone or did something like really bad to someone. Whereas like in Beverly Hills, it's like Lisa Rinna said that like I did cocaine. It's like much more or like it's very it's much
well, a
more
lot of
like,
times I think they're also about their like their businesses and their work.
In New York.
Yeah.
Right. That's why it's like they actually are like about something or like you went to my, what was the thing with Bethany and Ramona, like that?
Oh, she took, she was tipsy.
Her daughter.
Oh, I.
Oh, tipsy girl.
The tipsy.
That was Sonia.
Yeah, tipsy. Oh, that was Sonia. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like their things are more. Like I just think that their fights and their lives are just like they're harder. They're just like
sharper too.
Yeah, they're just like harder. And the Beverly Hills girls, like they'll fight for like 6 months over like one person looked at someone the wrong way. Like, you know what I mean? It's right. Very like petty and stupid because the their thing. Lives. Yeah,
I think like, that's kind of like what LA is though. It's yeah. like petty and stupid.
Yeah, it's like your lives are so dumb. Like all you do is like drive around in your car. Like Erica Jane, I love her, but like you don't need a creative director. Like, I mean, I guess she does because she's trying to like pursue her music, but like what? Right. Like
it's just like yeah, it's, they're just way like less. There's less substance. She regularly
consults with her creative director about her like hobby music making. Like she's not, you know what
she
I mean?
Makes money. I wonder if she makes any money off.
I don't know. I don't think she cares. I mean, it's great that she can do that, but it's just like the difference is like a Bethany Frankel who has like what she's doing and she like hustles the shit out of it, and like Erica Jane who like kind of just does her music for fun, you know?
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
That's fair. So what do you think was like the most shocking moment of like this of like 2017 for you since it's our last?
Okay, well, actually, Elise and I were just doing the sup live.
You guys should listen to that.
No, you should watch it on and Facebook. It's at 1:30 on Thursdays. We just did like a whole year in review. We ranked the top like 10 craziest things. We each came up with a list that happened this year. I don't know. There were like so many weird things. Like politically, there was like a ton of stuff with like Trump and his attacks on like regular people, just like regularly through Twitter. But like
he was doing that in 2016 too. So I'm like,
he was also doing it in 2012.
Right. Like, but like, I mean, like in like a, he was the president in 2016 and still doing that crazy shit.
True. Yeah. That was crazy. But, what was the other, what were the other things? No. The other like, the pop culture things like the Fire Festival.
Oh, like, yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
That was the most like 2017-ish-y like thing of moment, yeah. I think.
Rob where it was Kardashian's just like breakdown too was also a big one.
Yeah. That was, I mean, it was a big year for mental breakdowns.
Yeah.
But the Fire Festival thing was like almost like it was kind of perfect.
I know.
I think because it was like just these people that no one felt bad for. Like, all kind of, like, getting theirs.
Right.
Which is just... Right. I don't know.
But you know what's interesting? It's like, okay, you have, like, the Fire Festival, and then you have, like, the slave trade in Libya. And, like, people were much more interested in Fire Festival.
Of course.
Even though no one felt bad for them.
But people like to see...
Everyone feels bad for the Libyan slaves. Like,
right. But there's, like, a ton of people... Like, it's rare that, like, people who were, like, kind of assholes, like, get theirs.
Yeah, it's
like,
true.
Like, as a group.
Right. It's true. It's true.
So I think that there was something like super satisfying. I think that was like my most satisfying moment of the year. Not like satisfying because I actually I'm sure it would be annoying. And like honestly, like I can't 100% say that it's not something that we might have like at one point been on.
Yeah.
If like the situation were slightly different.
Yeah.
But being that we weren't invited, I feel like fine.
Yeah. No, I actually think they did send us like a pitch deck or something.
Oh, well.
But whatever. We didn't work with them.
That was a great moment. I like almost forgot about that.
Yeah, I think that was one of the craziest things in 2017. Also, what else? Kendall Jenner's Pepsi ad.
Oh yeah, the United thing.
Oh yeah, the United thing. All like the planes. That it was
just like a weird year. I feel like of just like crazy shit happening.
Right. Remember when they announced
there like not being any rules or something?
Remember when they announced that La La Land won the Oscar, but actually Moonlight won the Oscar?
I do remember that.
That was also really crazy.
That was like, that's what I'm saying. It was just, I mean, maybe every year has. I guess the year like before that had like the fucking like
the election,
and also like this weird Steve Harvey thing. And, like,
oh
the,
yeah.
Oh, the very beginning of last year had like Mariah Carey like walking off stage at Times Square because she like was lip singing.
Oh, was that this year or 2016? Yeah, well,
that was the 2017 New Year's. So it started off weird.
It really was weird. I feel like there was like a lot of stuff like that. I don't know.
What do you think was like a better year, 2017 or not personally, like for the world?
2017 or 2016?
Right.
I think 2016 was better. This year was just like weird. Like nothing, I don't know. It was weird.
I feel like we're in like a warped time.
I know. Like things that are, that aren't supposed to happen happen, and it doesn't make sense. Like, all these men who come out like with all these sexual harassment stories. Did you see Kayla Maroney today? What apparently she,
I've been like kind of sick, so I've been out of the entire gymnastics,
like the team, like paid her money to not tell about the doctor harassing her.
Seriously?
Yeah. Like, that's a crazy thing.
It's like the Olympic gymnastics team is the new like priesthood.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. I mean, it's crazy. The shooting in Las Vegas.
Yeah, the
that
shooting
was crazy. Like,
there were like multiple shootings, so right.
Yeah, was the Orlando nightclub shooting last year?
It was on Halloween. I think it was Halloween last year.
No, it was in the summer.
Are you sure? I thought it was around Halloween. Maybe it wasn't. I think that was 2016.
Yeah, that was 2016. But this Las Vegas was this year.
Yeah, and then there was like that church thing. Like,
oh, it's just so crazy. There's like, it's been a, it's a very weird year.
What good shit has happened this year?
Nintendo Switch.
There's gotta be something.
Was Pokemon Go this year?
Well, I think it was last. That was last summer. Year. It might have been two summers ago. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what good things happened this year. I literally can't think of anything.
It's so weird. I'm sure there have been, like, you know. Personally, I've had a pretty good year.
Yeah, I had a great year personally. Yeah, but I'm not gonna complain personally.
But for the world, like, yeah. You know,
what about everyone else?
Would you rather it be a good year for the world or for you?
Okay, here's why I'm going to say for me, because without sounding selfish, it's hard to know whether this is a bad year or a good year for the world in the grand scheme of things.
That's true. It could get worse.
Yeah. Like, no, but like...
Well, it's like all these things that haven't really affected you that personally. Like, obviously they have on like a like intellectual person, you're as like a human who cares right. way, but not in a way that like anything has like really drastically changed in your day-to-day life.
Right. Well, I think the nature of these things is that they change slowly so that you don't notice them. So, like, let's say, like, net neutrality. Let's take net neutrality, which everyone's talking about now. It's not just going to be, like, one day you can use the internet however you want, the normal way it is now, and then tomorrow it's, like, suddenly off. Like, right. It's not, like, that's not how it works. It'll be, like, oh, Netflix raises your prices, and then AT&T raises your prices, and, like, your cell phone bill, how you pay it gets restructured. Like, and then suddenly everyone's cell phone bill is, like, just a completely different way than it used to be. And, like, that's why it, like, doesn't seem to, like, things don't, like, that's why really bad and really bad things can happen, because, like, they happen in these, like, weird small steps where it's, like, it's almost not noticeable. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, if literally, that's why, like, the Muslim ban, let's say, like, didn't work the first time, because, like, all of a sudden he's just, like, no Muslims from anywhere, like, right. Get out.
Which is like, not how you, like, right. enact
right.
evil change.
So, okay, so, like, they waited a little bit. Now their, like, third version of the Muslim ban was, like, held up by the Supreme Court, and, like, now it's, like, but no one's even, like, talking about it. Or, like, literally, when that first started, people like went to LaGuardia Airport on a Saturday in the snow to like yeah. protest. Like,
our
that's
good
crazy.
Friend Julianne did that.
Yeah, and Diane.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like went to LaGuardia Airport. Like, that's crazy. And then, like, you would never do that. You know what I mean? Right. Like, you couldn't pay. Like, it's like,
I mean,
you might do it.
I went to the Women's March. Okay.
Same. Okay. But like, oh, that was a good thing.
Oh, that was
happens.
This year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Solar eclipse.
Yeah. The solar eclipse that you looked at.
Yeah, that was underwhelming.
Yeah, exactly. I thought the solar eclipse was extremely underwhelming too. But yeah, like, so, but now there's like this, now there actually is like a travel ban, but it just kind of like got under the radar because it was like less severe, you know? Right. And then like, I'm sure later they'll ban some more people. You know what I mean? That's like kind of why, that's how it like works. That's why you don't notice that like bad things are happening in the world to you.
Right.
Because like also day to day good things happen to you, so you're like, oh, this is like your mood's more affected by like
that's
your
true.
Friends and like your boyfriend and your parents and like yeah. your job than it really is by like
world
the
politics.
Travel ban.
Yeah,
like I also don't get in like a bad mood over like Trump's tweets. If anything, I get like an adrenaline rush and I'm like, how can I make fun of this? Like, I kind of like it in a way.
It like, gives me like a little bit of anxiety. I
it
have
gives
to
say. Same, but it doesn't make me like. It doesn't make me like sad.
Definitely
usually.
Not as sad as like his election in the first
oh, yeah.
place.
I've gotten, oh my God.
I've gotten like past that. Just goes to show you can move on from anything.
Right.
Anything.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do some Dear Betches.
Great.
I'll read the first one.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Hi, girls. As a very loyal reader of your site from the early days and now an avid listener of the podcast, I feel like we already know each other. I love the pod for a number of reasons, but the career advice segments have become some of my favorites to catch. Somehow you always seem to hit the nail on the head. So here's my quandary. I'm 22, a fresh college graduate, just moved back to my home city, and just broke up with my long-term boyfriend. We dated for a year and a half before I decided that he wasn't mature enough for where I'm at myself. We met on a dating app, so I'm definitely no stranger to them, but I was wondering if you had any advice on how to meet guys more organically. I'm really interested in trying to meet some dudes older than my ex, but virtually all the guys I or my friends know are in the 20 to 24 age range. I'd like to try dating someone that's older, say 25 to 28, but I have no clue how to meet anyone. Seeing that I just graduated college, my past 4 years were chock full of guys I met in bars and sticky floors and fraternity basements. Is it weird if I go up to a guy in the grocery store? Should I plop myself on a bar stool at a cool brewery? Are dating apps my best bet? At this point, I'm considering applying to law school just so I can sit in the law library and take out 3Ls. Please advise. Sincerely, what's the opposite, Mrs. Robinson?
Definitely don't go to law school for that, because no one actually likes to be a lawyer is what they don't tell you.
That's true, but it's a good place to meet guys.
Yeah.
There's cheaper options.
Yeah, definitely. And they don't like land you in a law firm.
Yeah. I mean, I think the best way to meet people, it depends on like your personality, really, I think. Like the way you meet people should sort of hinder on that. Like if you're really outgoing and like friendly and like down to try and like meet new people like a lot, I think dating apps are good, especially Hinge, which is like the pretty much the relationship app, and like kind of gives you like a few degrees of separation, so you're meeting like friends of friends, so they're not totally random. But I think like in person, like you can definitely meet people in person. I would say like I would like look up the bars in your city where like the guys where like the crowd young is older, not like the like not the like just like frat. The fratty bars.
Yeah.
I would look up those bars. Also, I would like, yeah.
You
I would
could also probably raise your like age preferences on apps.
Yeah. You could also like join like, you could join like a dating intramural like league of some sort, or like do some sort of activity and meet people that way. Yeah.
It's not your question about like talking to a guy in a grocery store. Like I wouldn't like go to the grocery store with that intention, but like let's say you like encounter someone in a situation like that, or at the gym maybe. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with like starting a conversation and like seeing where it goes. People have met like that in like the world, like the history of time. You know what I mean? It's fine. So just like make sure to look them up so you don't end up in like a weird situation.
For sure. And I think what you're trying to say is that you want someone more mature, not necessarily someone older. And there can be people like your age that are mature. And if you're talking to your friends, you could say like, I'm looking for like this kind of guy. Like I don't think it necessarily matters how old he is, but you could just say like, I would like to like date someone mature. If you know anyone, like I would love to be set up.
Yeah. Just like, I feel like just like the more you like look, the better you're actively looking.
The more
looking.
You just, like, put yourself out there.
Yeah. Or just, like, willing to try different methods. Like, worst case, it doesn't work.
But, yeah, that's
and
why
you're
you
in
should
the same
do,
place you are now.
That's why you should still do activities and, like, hang out with people that you like. Because, like, you shouldn't do things just to meet guys. Yeah. Like, law school.
Yeah.
But
you can also, like, maybe, like, you most of the people you know are, like, your age. But they might have older siblings that who you may encounter.
Yeah.
Through that.
You never know. Yeah. Just be friendly. Get out there. Like, how I'm saying that I'm, like, the least friendly person ever.
I know. I love how you say it with such, like, an encouraging voice. Just like, you know, be friendly. Yeah. Get out there. And, like, literally the last thing Jordana would ever do is, like, get out there and
I
be
would
friendly.
Never just, like, approach a new person and, like, start a conversation. But sometimes I'm, like, forced into it and I actually don't mind it.
I might meet someone like every 3 years and be really friendly to them. But
when's the last you've made friends?
I actually make friends pretty easily, but it kind of is very mood dependent. Like I can be very friendly in certain situations, and some situations I like, cannot speak to anybody. So it's like just completely mood dependent.
Right. I feel like I just have like a very, very low like tolerance. And I also have a very low tolerance for small talk.
Same.
So like when you meet someone, it's weird to like not have small talk originally. Right. So I think that's part of the reason I hate it. I don't mind having meaningful conversations, but it's hard to do that with someone that you're not like.
Right. I also hate small talk because I like, first of all, I'm just like the whole time I feel like when I'm small talking with someone, I'm like, okay, like, are we ever going to get past this? And I'm not even listening to the small talk, and which prevents the relationship right. from forming because I'm not even listening to what they're saying. Like, I don't care.
Right. It's like, I don't really care, like, where you went to school.
Right.
Or, like, where you're from.
Like, I care about, like, you know, here's the thing. I don't care about those things about you. I do care about, like, hearing about a person, but, like, I don't feel like where they're from or, like, where they went to school, like,
well, that's kind okay. of how you have to start. That's why dating kind of sucks too. But if you're the kind of person who likes that, and like I'm jealous of those people,
same.
You're gonna be fine in the right. dating world. It sounds like you're outgoing because you're talking about hitting on a guy in a supermarket.
Like the fact that you consider that,
yeah,
even. Yeah.
Let's do another one.
Okay, I'll read it. Betches, you guys are so fucking funny. I listen to both your podcasts and have been reading your site for years. Now even my husband reads your TV recaps. So I noticed you said both our podcasts. We actually have a third podcast, The Bachelor, and we're going to be starting the Tuesday after The Bachelor premieres on January 1st. So it'll come out January 2nd or 3rd.
January 2nd.
Yeah, unless it's a two-night premiere. We'll let you know.
Check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Okay, back to the letter. Quick career advice. If you are getting a promotion and you're offered a raise with that promotion, is it okay to negotiate to try and get more money? I don't want to be greedy, but I literally live paycheck to paycheck. Any advice would be helpful. Underpaid batch.
Extra details?
I mean, I don't think we need... Oh, extra details.
I think those can be important.
Oh, okay. I've been with the company for 1 year. I work in Connecticut and in the healthcare industry. The industry has been suffering from the new hospital taxes over the past few years, and they had to lay off people. But on the opposite end, promoting me to this position will save the company a shit ton of money that is currently going to outside contractors, like over 10 times what I make. I'm awesome. Okay. I don't know what the promotion amount will be. The offer is coming in the next few weeks for my boss. I wouldn't say negotiate the promotion. Like, maybe don't call it a negotiation, but say, like, you're promoting me. I feel like I've contributed a lot to this company. I've been here a year.
Right. Don't say anything about how you're awesome or how you live paycheck to paycheck, because that's not, like, their problem.
Right. Well, you're awesome. You should say, but you should back it up with, like, evidence of what you've done for the company that shows your awesomeness. Like, in particular, ways that you've gone, like, above and beyond with your particular job. And, like, they probably agree with that. Otherwise, they wouldn't have promoted you. So I would just, like, use the facts.
Yeah, use the facts. You can definitely ask. The worst case scenario is that they say no, either because they like can't afford it because they're doing cutbacks, or because I don't know, they want you to prove yourself.
Great.
But always ask.
Yeah, always ask.
Because
slay your pay.
Yeah, I mean, slay your pay also doesn't mean you always get it, but like you should always ask.
Yeah,
because the worst that could happen is, unless you're like asking for like an absurd amount of money, which is like insulting.
Right.
You should always ask.
Right. And asking, like, even if that you get a no, like the practice of asking is good for you. So just ask. Okay, let's play some games.
Okay. Oh, so what are your thoughts on Justin and Selena? Apparently they went to Christian couples therapy because Justin texted Haley Baldwin.
Like, oh, he's such an asshole. Like, I'm mad at him.
No, but okay. But the article that I read basically like, his new thing is that he's being honest, and so he like texted her to sort of just like just kind of smooth out, like, I guess they had some tension, just to make sure everything was like okay. And then he told Selena that he did that.
Okay.
And then she did not take it well, and they went to Christian couples therapy.
I don't know what Christian couples therapy means, what makes it Christian, but my thoughts on Selena and Justin are this. I am like, I eat that shit up for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, I love it. But I think that they're a very bad couple. I think she like went to basically like rehab because of him, like love addiction rehab or something. And like, if
love addiction rehab is about you. It's not about who
you're
dating.
Right, of course. But if you go to rehab, like, because of a specific relationship with a specific person, like, it's not different from, like, drugs rehab. If you go to rehab, you can't do the thing that you went to rehab for anymore, or else you, like, your rehab was not successful.
Well, it depends on your dynamic a lot of time. Here's my – I kind of, like, secretly hope Justin and Selena make it.
Me too. That's what I'm saying. I eat it up.
That's what I'm saying. But it's, like, one of those, like, fucked up Hollywood stories where you're, like – they, like, really – it's, like, Carrie and Big, where you're, like, no – like, maybe, she winds up with him, but, like, she shouldn't.
Right, because they're so like, not terrible. Good for each other.
Right. But I also – it's one of those situations. But then I also think about people like Miley and Liam.
Yeah.
Who, like, also, like – they had to go through their own fucked up phases, and Justin definitely had like a period of time where he was like a complete asshole,
right?
And then like grew from it, and I feel like Miley had that too,
right?
And I kind of like the stories where couples like take a break and then they like grow as people and they come back to each other like more mature and with healthier
But like, I agree with that. But do you feel like Justin has grown as a person? Like,
I don't know. I don't know Justin.
Me either.
So, like, it's hard to say. I think the fact that he told her that is probably a good sign because he's not being, like, shady.
I don't know. It's I don't.
Must be really hard to just, like, keep it in your pants for Justin Bieber.
Or just, like, if you allegedly love this person like he claims he does, you could just...
Here's another thing about Selena and Justin's. They both come from like very fucked up families, right? With like very terrible relationship role models and became famous at a very young age. So they probably both like bond over that. And it's also what makes their relationship so toxic because neither of them knows how to have this like stable relationship. Like,
death.
You know,
you're so right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so is I could see why they'd be like so drawn to each other and also just like so terrible for each other.
Right. And yeah, for sure.
Like really they should both stay people who like come from like normal homes.
Right.
So that they can like.
Right. That's why it's so captivating for us to watch. And that's why we want them to make it. Because we're like, oh, like they're fucked up. But like we want them to like overcome the odds.
Yeah.
But like, no, I agree. They're very bad for
they
each other.
They would have to work extra hard. But it sounds like they're working on it. They're going to Christian couples therapy.
I don't know what that means. But like what
I think it's probably like couples therapy. But like a pastor like does the is the therapist.
Okay, well that's
and like incorporate some things about like how Jesus can help you feel better about your relationship.
Okay, interesting. Next question. Ariana Huffington says you should wear the same thing to work every day. Do you agree? What's her rationale?
Her rationale is that like men are like freed up in all their time by like not like putting together outfits and they wear like the same suit every day and it like creates like less of like it takes like one thing out of their life that women now have to like worry about.
Yeah.
Like daily, like putting together outfits or like looking like a certain way. I kind of love the idea, most not because of that really, but just because I'm like really lazy.
Yeah.
And I don't really care about like fashion that much. So like the idea of wearing the same thing to work every day, not like necessarily a uniform, but like black pants and a black shirt would be like great for me. It's like takes out like all the thought process. I really like to be comfortable too.
So why don't you do that? Why don't
I think I'm going to. I read that and I'm just like, I'm just going to like. Where I buy a comfortable pair of pants and like shirt and just wear the same thing like all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I feel that. I kind of feel like I do something like this. Like I pretty much wear jeans and a t-shirt and like either boots or sneakers or flats almost every day, like for the most part. So I feel that. But I feel like what if you don't want to wear it? The same thing you always wear, you can switch it up, like you know what I mean. Is this like a blood pact? Like
I think it's like every woman should do her, but I like the idea of like taking that element out of like your day-to-day. If you're not someone who's like truly like identifies by like a lot of people, like I think like identify like really express themselves with fashion and like that's great. I've never been one of them.
Same.
But and those people should and can like do that, but I think if you're not that kind of person, like we should be more like men. We should just like wear like one thing that looks good and like wear it every day.
Right. That's why I kind of do stick to the same type of outfits.
Yeah.
Like always. But I don't know. Some days like I feel like call for more fancy or different. So I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Shoot, fuck, marry. PK, Tom Girardi.
Oh my God.
And James Kennedy.
Oh, that was really hard. Okay. Marry Tom Girardi. Deaf.
Because he's like rich and old.
Yeah. And like he's kind of like he has a little thing, you know, his little thing going.
I feel like their relationship is weird.
PK, I feel like I could not fuck. So but James Kennedy, I also I would fuck James Kennedy, though. And then I would shoot PK because PK is just so much grosser.
Yeah, I guess I'd have sex. James Kennedy really wouldn't want to. He like grosses
me
out.
Same. Yeah.
I guess anyway. Tom Girardi.
Yeah, I guess. Same. Okay, how much would someone have to pay you to put your life on reality TV? I don't think I would. I would do it for anything. No.
What if it was like $10 million a year?
No. No.
Still no?
No.
There's no amount of money?
No. I don't, like, I really don't believe in it. Like, I think that it, like, really is very bad for you, like, psychologically.
What if you did one season and you never had to work again? Like, do whatever you wanted.
No, a season could literally ruin your life. Like, look at Kim Richards.
Fair. Good for you.
How much for you?
I think I would do it for $10 million.
Okay. What about 9?
No.
Okay.
It's just like, I don't even like being like filmed for anything. So I feel like this would be like especially difficult for me. But $10 million could also change my life.
Right. But it could also change your life. Something that happened on the show could be like really shitty.
That's true.
But you could pay for it to go away maybe.
It's like selling your soul a little bit. How much is your soul worth? Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, existential questions with Samantha and Jordana. Yes. Okay.
It's been quite the week.
It's been fun.
Quite the year. Thanks for listening, guys. Yeah. We hope you continue to listen in 2018.
If you have any questions, suggestions, thoughts, whatever you want to say, email us at slapped@betches.com.
SLAPPED@betches.com. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Happy New Year.
Yay. Happy New Year. Hope 2018 will be amazing. Bye.